judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before Him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thusia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thusia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious loving Father, be with us as we enter into this presentation. Bless everyone listening and help them to understand appropriately what is being said, all for our security's sake and for your glory's sake, through the plans you have laid for us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, today we want to talk about crime, but we want to talk about crime in the sense of the psyche of delinquency. The psyche of delinquency. Now, this speaker heard some specialists that deals with children and psychology and social work speaking about the cause of crime in Trinidad and Tobago. And that person, a woman on television, said the cause of crime was child abuse. So the idea we get is that every child that committed crime was abused. And that so, since child abuse was the cause of crime, all we have to do is to deal with child abuse and we correct crime. That's what the woman presented. In other words, when they say child abuse, they mean parents correcting children harsh sometimes, correcting children with physical punishment. All these things they call child abuse. And they say, because parents correct children, because what they call child abuse has happened, we have had the incidence of rising crime. And what happens? Then they petition government to create plans, to create curriculums that does away with physical punishment of children. And as a result, the children do what they want to do, things get worse and worse. You see, all these philosophies that are presented today came from Satan. And all of these philosophies are for the sake of making society get worse and worse as we draw closer to the end. Yes, my dear people. But not just only that. Anyone doing research in the incidence of not punishing children physically with the rod, you would see that the French Revolution created that. It was created in the French Revolution, which began in 1789. And look at how terrible that revolution was. Millions killed, terrible indiscipline, terrible delinquency. And this is the reason why we want to talk about delinquency today. Because the problem we have today is in fact delinquency. Yes, my dear people. But the youth have a psyche of delinquency. And it goes with irresponsibility. As a result of that, do not expect change except that delinquency is dealt with. Do not expect crime to fall. The incidence of violent crime, the incidence of robbery, rape, murder to fall. until this horrible psyche of delinquency is removed. Now, if we look at the Encyclopedia Britannica of the word delinquency, here is what we are told in a nutshell. Criminal behavior, conduct that does not conform to the legal or moral standards of society. End of quote. So this is what we are told here by the Encyclopedia Britannica. That's their best explanation. However, it is lack of discipline in the youth because of inadequate punishment, correction. Listen to me carefully. Listen very carefully. It is lack of discipline in the youth because of inadequate punishment, correction. Now, punishment is supposed to correct. You have inadequate punishment, correction that causes delinquency to grow in people and thus crime to increase. And be sure, once delinquency increases in people, crime will increase. Yes, my dear people. Now, all these sociologists and psychologists wouldn't tell you that. But we know that the very discipline that will help stop crime is not instilled in the youth because of quote and unquote child abuse, as they say. Yes, my dear people. The point is, we call upon all that are listening to understand very, very carefully that the Bible shows us that in the last days, delinquency shall increase, causing men to become worse and worse. Yes, my dear people. If we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we read verse 1 to verse 5, here is what we are told. I quote, "This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come." Notice we are told the times that we are facing are perilous. And we are told it happens in the last days. And we are told why. The reason why, as you would see traits in human beings that can be described as delinquency. So if you ask yourself, why are we living in dangerous times? Why are we living in perilous times? Because of delinquency. Yes, my dear people. Look at the traits of delinquency. It says, "For men shall become covetous." We are told that they love their own selves. We are told that people like that are proud. They are boasters. They are blasphemers. They are disobedient to parents. They are unthankful. They are unholy. Is it not true that those traits are indeed delinquency? Yes, they are. But it doesn't stop here. It continues, without natural affection. It tells us truth breakers. It tells us false accusers. It also tells us that incontinent, uncontrollable then, fierce, despisers of those that are good. We are told also that they are traitors, they are herdy, they are high-minded, they are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, and of course they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God thereof. This is what we are told. These are the traits of delinquency, and the Bible only gives us some here. But we are told in the last days, delinquency will be here. And once delinquency increases, you can be sure that crime increases. Yes, my dear people. And this is the reason why, when you go down to verse 13, it clearly tells us, "But evil men and sinners shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Yes, my dear people. But why are we told this? We are told this because delinquency makes evil men. Yes, my dear people, delinquency makes evil men, and we are told that they will get worse and worse. So what do we have here? We have a society where delinquency is increasing, and much of the philosophies that we have around us encourages delinquency. Yes, my dear people. And once delinquency increases, we know for sure that crime will increase. Yes, my dear people. You need to listen carefully, because what we are seeing here is to help even government. It has helped sociologists, psychiatrists, psychologists, and the average person. Delinquency is a disease that destroys civility of living wherever it is. And the problem with crime is the lack of civility. If you see what's going on today, you recognize, take for instance, a man gets into an argument with his girlfriend. He goes and he slits her throat. People go and see a young girl. They kidnap her and sell her. Men just rape. Women just dress in a horrible way. And all sorts of criminality take place. I mean, criminals went to rob a place. You rob people, you get money from the people. You try to take a car from a man. Because the car was manual and you couldn't drive it, you stab the man 16 times. 16 times just because of that. That's a delinquent person that did that. And that's criminal delinquency. And we have it happening over and over, but many are not reported in the media. Yes, my dear people. And so, there's another reason for delinquency growing in a country. We are told this in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 11. It tells us, I quote, because sentence against an evil work is not speedily, notice this, sentence against a work, an evil work, is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the Son of Man are set in them to do evil. Did you see that? In other words, somebody does something very evil. No punishment comes. As no punishment comes, what happened? The heart of men are set to do evil. And once a mind becomes set to do evil, that is delinquency. Yes, my dear people. And so our whole justice system needs to be reformed, because it takes too long to get justice. Sometimes it takes so long that the people who supposed to be important witnesses die already. Evidence is a loss. And so, it is because of no speedily punishment for evil in the justice system that delinquency increases. So the whole justice system needs to be reformed to bring swift and speedily execution for wrong. We know the lawyers will say some people are guiltless and it takes time, but the time has caused more evil. And you all need to do your job properly, especially investigators. But you see, this problem will get worse and worse to the point of distress of nations. Yes, my dear people. The exploding crime in all countries is caused by delinquency in the people that do the evil. Yes, my dear people. And delinquency is a mindset. Listen to me carefully. Delinquency is a mindset. It is a depreciated value of civility. Now, we live in civility with each other. When a person has a depreciated value of civility, that is one of the signs of delinquency. So it is a depreciated value of civility that causes behavioral uncivility that hurts people. Let's just look at that for a while. People have behavioral uncivility. They behave uncivil. And this uncivility hurts people. But this only happens because the person has a depreciated value of civility. That is the creative mindset of delinquency. Yes, my dear people. And that is growing stronger and stronger in society. You ask, Pastor Medina, why is this growing? Because evil angels are causing it to grow. What are they doing? They are causing women and men to be so delinquent in themselves that they produce delinquent children. When you see a woman wearing a skirt so short that you see all her underwear, all her breasts, and she curses and she misbehaves, and she just have child after child outside of wedlock, what do you think about her? That behavior itself is causing children to be born, and those children will not get the discipline that creates civility and therefore creates respect for civility and not harm people. And this is multiplying in the country. If you look, you will see the large amount of young men and young women that already have Jamaican dub culture of a kind of a uncivil behavior, of a kind of an indisciplined behavior. Pants fall right down. Shoes are ugly. Every ugly style is taken up. And it is called a standard. Until we have great, great indiscipline taking place. Yes, my dear people. Again, we need to understand that delinquency is a mindset. And we want to show you some of the principles of that mindset. We are just showing you some. We can't show you all, but we are just showing you some. In a delinquent person, they have no respect for people's rights and freedoms. This is the first point. No respect for people's rights and freedom. They don't respect your rights. They don't respect your freedom. That's a delinquent mindset. That's one of the principles that are there. That's why they will rob, rape, kill at will. Point number two. They have no regard for people's self-autonomy. You are you. You are there. You do not interfere with anybody. You are autonomous. Existing on your own, by yourself, dear. They don't respect that. They crash into that and interfere with you. All that is a part of this delinquent mindset. All this makes up delinquency. Again, they have reliance on violence to achieve their objectives. That's a delinquent mindset. They rely on violence to achieve their objectives. And this is a problem. Yes, my dear people, this is the reason why they will kill, they will rob, they will rape, they will kidnap people and sell them at will without care. And next point again, they are not interested in the working of society. Notice this. They are not interested in the workings of society as an integrated safety net for all. You see, society work as an integrated safety net for all of us. They are not interested in that. Safety net or not, they are not interested in that. Society working as a safety net for all of us, they are not interested in that. Furthermore, they view force as a legitimate means of extracting from a defenseless society what they want for themselves. Yes, my dear people, they view force as a legitimate means of extracting from a defenseless society what they want for themselves. That's a delinquent mindset. And how do you deal with that? By telling them, oh, you were abused as a child? Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. You're just making things worse. It goes on. Again, a delinquent mindset. The person is lost in his little selfish world, which to him is bigger than everything else. Yes, my dear people. So he's lost in his little selfish world. And in this little selfish world that he is lost in, that is bigger than everything else for him. He cares nothing for nobody else. Yes, my dear people, that's that kind of mindset. Next point. The delinquent mindset is not willing to take responsibility for your wrongs. They do wrongs and they're not responsible as far as they're concerned. They just don't care. But not just only that. Listen to this one carefully. The delinquent mindset is not willing to take corrective responsibility. Do not correct them. They are not willing to take corrective responsibility for wrong while acknowledging good. So they wouldn't acknowledge, well, this is the right thing to do. I was wrong. Let me follow this correction and do right. No, they are not willing to even take that kind of corrective responsibility. That's a delinquent mindset. And what are you going to tell them? Oh, poor child, you have been abused by your parents. They take a rod and they corrected you. And no teacher is supposed to beat you. No teacher is supposed to punish you. No parent is supposed to punish you. Leave it to the social workers. Leave it to the psychologists. Absolute nonsense. Again, the delinquent mindset always figure that he is able to protect himself from danger and escape the claws of justice. Yes, my dear people. So he thinks no matter what danger comes to him, he is able to protect himself from it and to escape the claws of justice. All this encourages him to continue his delinquent behavior, his antisocial behavior. Another point for the mindset of the delinquent person. He is not concerned about guilt for wrong. He is not concerned about guilt for wrong, since guilt is viewed as a hindrance. Notice this. Since guilt is viewed as a hindrance to personal ambition to do wrong. So he has personal ambition to do wrong. He wants to do it, and he doesn't want to be guilty about it. So he's not concerned about guilt. Yes, my dear people. Another point. He always views that somebody or society owes him something free. Yes, my dear people. He always views that somebody or society owes him something free because of his ability to use force upon them. So somebody always owe him something. Society always owe him something because of his ability to use force upon people. That's how a delinquent mindset thinks. Yes, my dear people. Furthermore, he always feels that he is a victim defending himself to get what he is capable of getting by force. So in other words, he views himself as a victim. And he views himself as a victim defending himself to get what he is capable of getting by force. That's a warped thinking. And which psychologist wants to use his nonsense to deal with this? Furthermore, in the delinquent mindset, he is a pleasure-seeking person in his evil doings. Yes, my dear people. He is pleasure-seeking in his evil doings. Yes, my dear people. So when he's doing his wrong, he likes it. He likes to prolong a robbery. He likes to shoot a person willy-nilly. And this is how the delinquent mindset thinks. Furthermore, he views his deviant behavior and violence as his own security. In other words, the more he's deviant, the more he's violent, he can secure himself. That's a delinquent mindset. What are you going to tell that person? Furthermore, he views defiance as strength that weakens the resolve of corrective institutions. So you have corrective institutions to correct him. And those corrective institutions are supposed to be resolved in their correction. But when a person practices such defiance, this defiance in that mindset is viewed as a strength, and as a strength to weaken the resolve of those corrective institutions. That's a delinquent mindset. Yes, my dear people. You see, all these are just some of the points we have been showing you about the delinquency of the delinquent mindset. And this is what has been causing crime. Crime is a result of a delinquent spirit, a delinquent experience in the youth or in the people that do the crime. You would see a woman go into a shop or go into a store, and she would take all kinds of things and stuff it in her underwear where she thinks she's not being seen. Now, if she was a woman of respect, she wouldn't put things in her underwear. But she would do this because of delinquency and because of lack of self-respect. Now, we ask ourselves the question, how do we deal with delinquent people? How do we deal with delinquent people? The first and most important thing we need to understand is that to the delinquent person, public correction, listen to me carefully, to the delinquent person, public correction is almost the only means that brings a type of humiliation that causes a willingness to perhaps listen to civility and to reform. You see, they need public humiliation. Public humiliation is needed by an uncivil delinquent person. It is the only thing that may make them willing to listen, to behave civil, and to reform. And this is the reason why punishment in society as a legal thing needs to be structured in such a way as to cause humiliation to the delinquent person. It needs to be done in the public square. It needs to be done where people can see it on television and they know they are being seen. That's the only way. Yes, my dear people. You see, ultimately, death is the last fear. Listen to me again. Ultimately, death is the last fear of the delinquent and needs to be sometimes carried out. Yes, the death penalty. But you know, we have people who are saying, well, it can't bring back the person who was killed already. Who says the death penalty is to bring back the person who was killed? Some people saying all sorts of crazy theories, but they will not show that the death penalty will put the perpetrator to rest. Some people say, well, you lock him up already, he can't do any harm to anybody. But now he's living at state expense free. Is that the message you want to send to a delinquent person? So people who make those statements don't know what they're saying. Work must be done to use pain. Listen to me carefully. We are not speaking as a person who is a Christian converting a person. If the delinquent person will not convert, we must understand that work must be done to use pain to restrain those who like to inflict pain upon others, upon innocent people, to take from them, since it is only pain that they themselves fear. Let me repeat that again. Work must be done to use pain to restrain those who like to inflict pain on innocent people, to take from others, since it is only pain that they themselves fear. Yes, my dear people. So no psychologist or social worker, no amount of them can tell people how to deal with delinquent people by saying it is child abuse. That's nonsense. Now, there are a whole flurry of scriptures that tells us how to deal with children and the youth to make sure that they are not developed into delinquent people to prevent development. Some people say, spare the rod and spoil the child. The Bible says that in a sense. Some people say, the rod of correction will drive foolishness far from the mind of the child. And they say, that's just the rod of correction. That's just a symbol of correction. But the Bible also tells us that the blueness of the wounds they get from the punishment will drive sense in their mind. Some people say, well, why bring pain upon them? It's cruel. But you see, pain always acts as a deterrent. Why don't you push your hand in fire and say nothing is wrong with pain? Why don't you push your hand in fire and say, let us not use pain. We know one thing for sure, you wouldn't put your hand back in the fire again. And this is why pain has a deterrent effect. When you punish a child for wrong with physical punishment, you associate an unpleasant experience with the wrongs that they have done, that they may learn in their psyche not to do the wrong again. Now we need to talk about delinquency even more. We need to talk about this even more. We need to go more into it. We need to look at scriptures that explain it. But until then, remember this important thing. Evil men and sinners will get worse and worse because delinquency will increase. And if delinquency increases, crime increases. May God have mercy upon us. So call us at 625-0446. 625-0446 will give you this program plus others that went before. And today on TV 6 at 10 a.m., we'll be having our television program. So may God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sin?